the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I was just singing to myself. It's Wednesday, by the way, the 17th of July. Full moon, I think, Monday. A lot of wild things energetically going on. That'll be kind of cool. Our job here, Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and me, is to bring you up to date on what's been going on since we last chatted yesterday. And I guess that also includes, but is not limited to, the new information that has been procured by the services of one Roberta Fasanelli, mm-hmm. who is our Queen of Cheap. What do you have today that we can entice people to stick around for to find out more about?
Let's see. We have deals from Papa John's and Burger King and The Body Shop and Blimpy and Bob Evans. Lots of food today.
Really?
Tap.
Most of it sounds like it's bad for you, too.
No, some of it's good stuff.
What?
Yeah.
All those that you just went through, what's
Blimpy.
Good?
Blimpy's good.
Blimpy? Are you kidding?
It's a sandwich.
Yeah.
They might as well serve you Twinkies for dessert when they give you a Blimpy.
No, it's like Subway. Subway's actually quite good for you.
All right. Roberta, have that update for you in about 10 minutes here on Good Day. Jennifer will have the TV report the next half hour. What's new there, Jen?
The set of Castle was shut down yesterday, and
no.
I'll tell you why.
Wow. Really? Mm-hmm. All right. The Farm Bill in the news. This week, this month, this year, there's been a lot of controversy about the Farm Bill. You know I'm interested in it for various reasons, not the least of which is that I'm a farmer. I don't get benefits under it. I don't think I ought to get benefits under it. I don't think, well, that's, let me scratch that. Family farmers ought to be the real beneficiaries because that's what the original bill was all about when it was first started after the Dust Bowl of the 30s. Mm-hmm. The agriculture bills were aimed at helping the farmers who got wiped out by what happened between the drought in the early 30s and the wipeout of the crash of the stock market. That's when the farm family lifestyle changed dramatically. In America. It's changed three or four times since then. But that was the origin of the Farm Bill. Now what it's become is the Battle of the Bulge. This bill this year is so larded up by billions, hundreds of billions as a matter of fact, in taxpayer subsidies for those bastards at Cargill and Monsanto. And I'm sorry as that it may come across as crude, but these guys, these huge, profitable corporations that own the big conglomerates, that own the factory farms, they are ready. They stand to get $19 billion in subsidies and turn it into junk food.
Mm.
That basically is the bottom line. The House passed the bill that continues these subsidies for the next 5 years because they couldn't agree on what to cut off. So the subsidies are there. We had a conversation, was it yesterday, about the food stamp part of this? There's so many different the inferences and the way the thing is broken down and all the pork. The National Corn Growers Association, which helped ensure passage with an endorsement pushing the Republicans to repackage the legislation and get it so that they can get their money. This thing has been footballed around since, I think it was mid-90s. The government has spent $292 billion on subsidies. The corn, the hydrogen oil subsidies that go to these various products. Why do they need a subsidy? Why do any of these companies need a subsidy? As a matter of fact, I think the reason I brought it up is because they call it the Twinkie subsidy. 37 ingredients in Twinkies all get taxpayer subsidies. Corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, vegetable shortening, corn starch. $7.30 per taxpayer per year goes to buy the subsidies or pay for the subsidies to these companies. And again, using Twinkies as an example, the Apple subsidy, by the way, is 26 cents per taxpayer. The Twinkie subsidy is $7.30. What does that tell you?
No.
It's just,
well, it tells me that the government wants to see us get sick. So that,
yeah.
I mean, it's
right.
All a big business.
Yep.
They can fund
yep.
pharmaceuticals.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's all a circle.
Yep, you're right about that. And as you know, I've said this many, many times, if you look at the people who are on the boards of directors of Monsanto and Dow and those outfits, and then you look, excuse me, at the big pharma companies, It's just a coincidence. You'll find many of the same people on the boards of directors of those companies. It's only a coincidence, however. All right, so that's something that you might want to think about today. Walmart in the focus. Kenny and I were talking earlier about Walmart opening up a half a dozen stores. Oh, wait a minute, hold the phone. They are not going to open them now. They were building, what, six stores in the greater Washington area? Was it six or seven? Yeah, six stores.
Six.
Six stores. And as would be the case in Washington, the folks who was at the mayor's office, I think it was the mayor's office, saying to Walmart, you're going to open up all those stores, that's great. Make sure you pay the people a living wage. Mm-hmm. And Walmart says, what do you mean, living wage? Well, that's something more than minimum wage. Walmart says, well, we pay our employees, it's none of your business. And if you're going to try to force us to pay more, guess what? We're not going to open the stores we built already, and we're going to stop building the other three. So they had three stores that are almost finished. They're not going to finish them. They're not going to open them. They basically told Washington to go. So that brings us to a conversation about, I suppose, the usual Walmart conversation and the minimum wage conversation and how it is that you keep yourself from living under the guise, if that's what it is, of a minimum wage. How do you change that in your life? That's really what the solution to the problem is. Never mind what Walmart's doing. If they hire people, they can get away with it. If more people get trained, you see, this is part of what we were just talking about a minute ago. The government wants to see the bad food presented to you so that there are more companies that can sell, or the government is in cahoots with them. I don't want to say they want to, but they're in cahoots with these companies that are trying to, the lifestyle that we have found, that all of us here extol, the value and virtue of living healthy lives, exercise, eat good food, get enough rest, that kind of stuff. Government doesn't want you to do that. Everything they do pushes you away from that sort of thing. And, you know, one of the things that they've allowed to happen, or pushed, I suppose, is the proliferation of Walmart around the country. Free country, open up the stores, and put all the small mom-and-pop stores out of business. All right? In doing that, they've created a subculture. And we all laugh when we see the pictures of Walmart, right? Mm-hmm. The ladies that go in with their pants half off, you see their butt cracks, and, you know, any of the other things that seem to be amusing about looking at the people who shop at Walmart. But make no mistake about it, that's why they're the biggest retailer in the world, because a lot of people shop at Walmart. They do. So where does that put us, where does that leave us when it comes to minimum wage? What it does, and this is the sort of third rail or third thread of my conversation here, the public school system in our country basically has fallen into the toilet. And one of the things that was a major component when Roberta and I were going to school were the voc ed programs, vocational education. Teaching somebody to be skilled as a plumber or an electrician or a carpenter or a mechanic or something where there are good wages and there are always needs. You could see ads every day looking for people at car dealerships, for example, looking for good mechanics. Why aren't they there? Because they're not being trained. Instead, people aren't getting trained. They don't graduate from school. So what are they qualified for? They're qualified for a minimum wage squat job. Because they haven't stayed in school, or they didn't have, we use our taxpayer money to set these things up, supposedly, to set up the education system, and yet it fails miserably. If we had a good education system where people get trained to do things, then there wouldn't be all this hue and cry for minimum wage. We're there. Am I right or wrong?
I think
who's
you're
with
right.
Me?
You're
I think you're right.
To the choir here, boss.
All right. So then you want me to stop?
Well. Okay. You know, ding, ding, ding.
All right, thank you.
But you're right.
Thank you. 888-302-3684. Maybe you take a call or two. Roberta also does the Queen of Cheap thing for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details at your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Grainger with over a million products. If you don't find it there, it probably doesn't exist. Call Grainger, click on Grainger.com, or stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Get it? Got it? Good. We're talking about minimum wage here. Here's Jerry listening in defiance on the minimum wage. No, I'm sorry. No, this is Jimmy in Georgia. Go ahead.
Every price in America and the world is always raising, always going up, and except for the wages for those people that have to buy those goods and services, and people that can make the decisions to change the wages or raise the wages, they're always getting raises. Congress and the representatives for the America, they're always getting raises. They're always voting on wages raised for themselves, and they're always in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they always get a lot of benefits, basically, so they can live better and easier and cheaper. But the people that are actually working, we the people of the United States, those three big bold letters on the Constitution, we the people don't get the same benefits, and not even tax breaks or whatever. You know, minimum wage keeps you poor. In other words, you make enough money to go to work and come home and go back to work.
She's the queen of cheap.
Gonna save you some money.
Toaster time.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's Roberta.
So all those people on minimum wage can save listening to you, Roberta.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Make your dollars go further. And, you know, even if you've got a lot of money, it's still good to make the dollars go as far as you can, because you never know. Let's start with Papa John's Pizza. We got a great offer for you. 50% off any large pizza now through July 21st is a secret code that you need to have. And we have it for you. Also, Burger King, you can get a free, absolutely free $5 gift card for Burger King. You got to watch a couple of videos, and we told you about this a couple of weeks ago as well, and you'll get this free $5 gift card via email in a couple of days. Groupon, if you like stuff at the body shop, there's a Groupon right now that gives you $20 worth of products at the body shop for just $10. So basically half off, depending on what you buy. Blimpy, a free regular sub when you like them on Facebook and purchase a regular sub and 22-ounce drink. And a free breakfast entree at Bob Evans. All at the Queen of Cheap at DougStephan.com.
Wisdom Wednesday at 21 after the hour. Good day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Actually, in the song.
Just the song title.
Oh, well. I'll make my point anyway. Thank you very much. Wendy's is launching a pretzel bacon cheeseburger. Of course, this is aimed at younger people your age and younger, Jennifer, I'm going to guess. Millennials. Mm-hmm. They are spreading the pretzel love.
People with their medical marijuana cards, no doubt.
Right. All right, so... this is pretty smart on their part. They have, if you go to hashtag pretzel, Kenny, you will find a list, supposedly, of songs and a focus on their new pretzel bacon cheeseburger. This is for burger lovers, using the hashtag again, pretzel. Pretzel love songs. Wendy's has staged a live concert. Actually, Nick Lachey was present singing a lot of songs about pretzels. There's a YouTube video, I think, with a couple of songs and singers aimed at pretzels. And the pretzel bacon cheeseburger has become a big success, using this as a way to promote. And the whole purpose for me bringing this up is because the whole area of advertising is changing so dramatically in our country. We have, through programs like this, the ability to tell you stories. The best advertising on the radio comes in the spoken word formats, no question about that. And then there are people obviously still using traditional newspaper and using television. But a lot of people have turned their focus on to making these ads almost personal. We talked last week or the week before about how when you are even reading a story on the Internet, there may be something in there that they're watching with their cookies, and they can send you an ad that refers to something that's in the article. It's that specific now. So in this circumstance, anybody go to hashtag pretzel and see what was there? Just out of curiosity.
I'm busy actually looking.
You're busy looking at what?
I just tweeted, overheard at Good Day Show, do we have any songs about pretzels?
Oh. Yeah.
And so I was actually interacting with some people on Twitter.
I love pretzels.
Now, hashtag pretzel's coming up, but it's saying pretzel love song.
Yeah, pretzel love song.
Let's see.
And that's what they're aimed at. That's how they're selling these new pretzel bacon cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Does that sound awful?
Some people say, pretzel love songs, no thanks, Wendy's. I don't like this marketing campaign that much. Well, maybe I do a little bit, sweet pretzel bun.
Sweet pretzel bun?
Yeah, the buns are made out of pretzel material.
That's what it is. It's a pretzel bun.
Yeah.
The burger was okay, nothing more to say. Pretzel love songs, it's from Thomas.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you've done a nice job, Jennifer. Thank you for doing all that tweeting for us. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, separation anxiety is the inability to cope when loved ones leave, and most often occurs when the pet realizes it's alone. Since the pet's frantic search for its human companions often results in some damage, almost invariably attribute the effects of separation anxiety to spite work. But I assure you that they really do not stay up at night thinking of ways to get even with you. Although most trouble a pet gets into occurs when it is left alone, it usually has a lot more to do with boredom, loneliness, and in many cases, separation anxiety. Separation anxiety. Anxiety can occur any time with any pet, but there are red flags that come with certain situations. Pets that have had more than one home are often afraid that when their owners leave, they may never return. That's more like abandonment issues. So how do you get your dog or cat used to being left by themselves? Leave them for short periods of time. I know it's hard. We want to be with them. But when you come home, even if you're there for a while, go into another room, read a book, watch TV. Let them understand the concept that even when you are home with them, they're not going to be on top of you every day. Because let's face it, we got to go to work to pay for their food, don't we? I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Free range. We're free
salmon.
Range.
Salmon. Free range salmon. Right?
Well, I don't know if salmon can be free range. They don't like range very much.
Free water.
They're wild, I think.
Yes. Wild and crazy. Like Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, and also Twitter at Good Day Show. So what's cooking there, Kenny? What's on the front burner with the social comments?
Let's see. I know that yesterday we had our Facebook page was Zimmerman Free, and everybody seemed to like that very much.
Yes.
We asked today, if you were Edward Snowden, what would you do? And Norman says, surrender. He made his decision, so now live with the results.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie says, stock up on postcards since he won't be coming home anytime soon.
Awesome.
There you go.
And Lee says, pray the Russians don't irradiate me.
Mm. All right, so that's there's an example or some samples of some of your thoughts in that department. You can call us at 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Roberta or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Michael Forty is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We were talking about pretzel burgers at Wendy's. And whether or not they were getting good reviews is a story at DougStephan.com today that really is sort of poignant when it comes to that sort of thing. Think about what it is that you say with regard to products that you like. Are you so devoted to a product that you will either say anything wonderfully good about it because you're trying to extol the value of virtue? You could be one of those paid mommy bloggers. Or do you take the other tact, post negative online reviews? Here's a trend. I don't know, if, Kenny, this is a trend, but it's something we noted, and we put the story up at DougStephan.com today, how customers may be posting negative reviews for things that they have never used. And it's all about, it kind of reminds me of the Catholic Church reviewing movies that they've never seen. Here people are taking shots at products even though they've never used them,
well,
but they don't like
the
company.
Well, they're
doing
it to get it free.
Are they paid to do that, maybe? By competitors?
No, it's what happens. What seems to happen a lot is people who are irked at the company for something
will
take it out on this. If they put out New Coke, they won't try the New Coke, but they'll be mad that Coca-Cola did that, so they'll post a nasty review.
When you post a nasty review, like on Twitter or something, most of the time the representative from the company will try to contact you and give you something for free. So I was wondering if they were doing it for their own gain.
Oh, right, mm-hmm. right.
Or even if you say you had a bad experience at a hotel, a lot of times they'll say, hey, well, we'll give you another night for free. Come on back.
This is a study done by the Sloan School of Management at MIT, analyzing reviews posted about retailers, that sort of thing. And the researchers found that reviews posted by customers who didn't purchase an item had a tendency to not only be negative, but to include claims that the individuals did indeed purchase the items. But the question is, it seems to me, paramount here. Why would the take the time, go through the trouble of writing long, complicated reviews, knocking a product that you never touched? The reviews are coming from people who had purchased other things at a retailer. And so as they looked at this more closely, they found that many of the comments tend to use phrases that we think of as directed to the company rather than to the customers. This means that rather than using phrases which offer advice like if you're looking for or if you need something, if you want something, if you like something, blah, 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 the writers of these reviews tend to use phrases which make requests go back to and that kind of thing. The essence, the professors say, is the customers are acting as self-appointed brand managers, loyal to a brand, want an avenue to provide feedback to the company about how to improve their products. So they're writing negative things with positive intentions. Does that make sense? I don't know whether it makes any sense or not. It seems like a lot of work. But if you, I've done this for American Airlines, for example. When I've been treated badly, I spend a lot of money on American Airlines. And I travel a lot, and I have a good, I have a nice, set of perks because of my card status and the miles I have and yada, yada. But sometimes they just really screw up, so why would you let that go?
They give you free airline tickets when that happens?
No, they give you nothing. But I want to get it off my chest, frankly. And that's why I give them, when they send me service, sometimes even if they don't, I'll give them what I feel is appropriate for their action or inaction. So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you if you've ever left a negative review for anything online. A, yes, I have done it several times. B, once or twice. C, I either leave good reviews or I don't leave any. D, I don't do online reviews for anything. So what about you, Roberta? You ever send an email to somebody or a post online, a report on something that you... Yes, of course she has.
I bought three different brand new kitchen appliances, a dishwasher, a microwave, and a wine cooler. And all three went south, had problems within the first 3 months.
Really?
The wine cooler, they tried to repair it 8 times. They finally gave me a new wine cooler.
I would have thought.
The new wine cooler had the same exact problem. So after 3 times, they finally figured out there was a recall on the thermostat, and they changed the thermostat, and bingo, it fixed it.
Great.
The dishwasher, the front panel went south, so they replaced that, and then that worked okay. Now, the microwave was a whole different story. The microwave, they tried to fix it no less than 11 times. They kept ordering the wrong part. They kept coming back. So finally, they got me a new microwave. They sent me another microwave. That microwave had the same problem. So I was beside myself. And then I said, look, just give me another model of a microwave. And they refused.
Really?
So what I did was I went online, and it took a bit of digging and it took a bit of sleuthing. Because the companies have different types of email addresses, different formats, sometimes with dots in between the names or dashes or first letter, last name or full names. And depending on the hierarchy in the company depends on how the email is structured. So all the underlings, those will be the public emails that you'll see. If you want to get to the CEO or the chairman of the board, you really have to dig to find out exactly what the email format was.
Yeah, right.
So I found the president president of this company, and I sent such a scathing email that within 24 hours I had his personal secretary call me and got not only a brand new microwave, but the absolute top of the line microwave that they make.
Yeah. Why does that not surprise me? Yeah. Roberta and noise.
Mm-hmm. So that's that. You gotta make noise.
Yeah, you do. I'll find out if there are any more of these sort of situations with Jennifer and Kenny in a moment. It's 19 before the hour on Good Day.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jordan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. When planning a vacation, hidden fees can add up quickly. Be prepared and don't let these unexpected costs derail your vacation fun. Understanding these fees prior to travel will help you avoid surprises and be ready for additional charges on your credit card bill. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Knowing what type of fees to expect can help travelers avoid hidden costs when vacationing both domestically and internationally. Traveling with just a carry-on can alleviate hefty baggage fees at the airport, and an advance call to your hotel will prepare you for additional room taxes and fees. If travelers do get surprised with unexpected charges while on the road, a travel rewards program like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card allows customers to apply the points as a statement credit to eliminate those unplanned travel related charges, including baggage fees.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
16 before the hour, 16 and change before the hour. Doug's Good Day, Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny. So Roberta's had her say about negative reviews and how that worked. Did you ever do anything like that, Kenny or Jennifer?
I hardly ever review stuff, so not too much. I mean, I think I've done a few positive reviews before.
Have you? All right, well, that's good. That says something about you versus Roberta. Not that we're shocked to hear that side of the story on either one of you. What about you, Kenny?
I haven't. I had a problem when my TV trivia book came out. I had someone from my past who was making personal attacks disguised as negative reviews.
Yeah.
So I had to play with Amazon to get those removed.
Gotta love the exit.
Male or female?
Yeah. Female.
Did she used to have your last name?
There you go.
Allegedly.
Enough said.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yesterday's poll, what do you think about the verdict in the Zimmerman trial? 52% of you who responded said it was the right verdict. 26% said the wrong verdict. 22% said, I don't care. So that's that update. All right, we have our contest here, the Dream Big America contest that takes place every Tuesday on the air. And then on Wednesday, during the hours of 6, 7, and 8, we present one of the three contestants with their two-minute pitch. If you're not familiar with how we're doing this, you can go to DougStephan.com, look in the DreamBigAmerica.us portion of the website, and see the story of what we're doing here to encourage entrepreneurialism in our country. And one of the things that happens here, the three people come on and pitch every Tuesday. We put it up, the podcast, and the various segments that have the individual unique pitches, they are posted at DougStephan.com. The audio is also at DreamBigAmerica.us. So we are going to play another one of these conversations from Ed Quick, who was promoting Fruvi yesterday. And if you like him, you go to DBA, text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326. Or you can vote on dreambigamerica.us. Eric Quick from Fruvi.
Well, I was one of 78 million obese Americans, but I was in charge of the menus at your kids' school and also probably at your office. That was me, fat, ignorant, and unhappy about the food choices I was putting in my body and also what I was providing others. And I found myself 50 pounds overweight, part of this obese population, and really interested in finding answers. Fortunately, they're actually right in front of me. I was putting them in my mouth every day, and I wasn't really understanding the true impact it had on my body or my body mass for that point. And at that point, you know, I really called it calorically dense and nutrient-free foods and found quite a bit of it out in the food supply. It was actually time to do something about it, and it's when I joined Roger Cardoz, my co-founder, with a simple goal of our company of improving lives through a healthier food supply. We started Fruvi Organics at that point really to focus on sustainable ingredients, you know, a food supply that eliminates chemical pesticides and encourages farming practices that are great for people, the planet, and each of the little guys and girls that so many families are struggling to raise healthy. We also focus on nutritional ingredients. We actually wanted you to get benefits with your drink, not just sugar and calories. And we wanted to focus on organic fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and low sugar liquids in every one of our drinks. Can you imagine choosing a great tasting organic Fruvi when you're out and about and time starved? We also believe our best part of our company is what we call our wellness fountain dispensing system. This actually allows each of you to customize your flavor. So if you don't like the flavors that Roger and I came up with, you can create your own right at the point of dispense. Doug, we can actually put these anywhere there's a standard outlet, maybe even in your home or your garage for that matter for your neighborhood parties. You know, we want people to imagine going through a drive-through, being able to get a Happy Meal with a happy drink. We're just getting started, but already covering 12 states and our continue to focus is improve all of your lives. We hope you can try one at a location near you. And cheers to each of your health. Have a great day.
The Dream Big America idea is about the encouragement of entrepreneurialism. That's what we're trying to do with this. And so each week we're going to have three of these folks come on and pitch their product. We'll have the pitches available to download at DougStephan.com in the archive section and also at DreamBigAmerica.us. If you'd like to vote on one of these three after you hear them so that they can move on into the final round and win the prizes, the cash, the help and encouragement from the various companies that are encouraging entrepreneurialism, then you text DBA to 612-22-DREAM, 612-223-7326, or you can vote online at dreambigamerica.us. Go to that website. Time now for Jennifer to check the television news. I noticed that Jerry Seinfeld has been named by Forbes magazine as the highest-earning comedian for a third year in a row.
Yeah.
$32 million.
Not bad, huh?
Good Lord.
Number two, and this is an interesting one, and related to TV, is Terry Fader. He was the winner of the first season of America's Got Talent. He performs at the Mirage and all over the place. Right. He even has a showroom named after him. He's making $24 million a year. So
a
reality show that a star that actually made it, which is kind of cool.
Larry the Cable Guy, $13 million. George Lopez, $12
million. Mm-hmm.
All right, what else, my dear?
All right, let's unfortunately talk a little Glee news. It was released yesterday, the autopsy results on Glee star Corey Monteith revealed that he died of a mix of drug toxicity involving heroin and alcohol.
Ugh.
Not a good combo.
I mean, this is the same old story.
The death was ruled an accidental overdose, and they found stuff in the room that went along with the fact that he overdosed.
It's the same old story.
It is the same old story, and it's a waste of talent.
Yeah.
Lea Michele, who was Corey Monteith's girlfriend or at the time of his death, released a statement thanking fans for their support yesterday, saying she was very grateful for all of the love and support she received from family, friends, and fans. They were apparently supposed to move in together this month. Yeah.
No. All right, Jennifer's report brought to you by the folks at HGTV, Brother versus Brother, coming up this Sunday. HGTV's Property Brothers are back, and it starts at, what is it, 10 o'clock? Yeah, 10 o'clock, 9 Central on HGTV, Brother versus Brother. It's the premiere of the new reality series where they mentor a team of home renovation experts. HGTV, Sunday night at 10, 9 Central.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there.
Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
To help you when it comes to animal news, how to take care of your pet. The man in the know is Warren Eckstein. Yeah, he's here. We're going to, if you check out the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com, you're going to find a couple of the threads of our conversation, but there are lots of things to talk about, and we will get to those in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Mmm, Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-7418. That's 1-800-456-7418. 1-800-456-7418.
Warren Eckstein is here, the host of the Pet Show, heard around the country on great radio stations every weekend. I love having him here because he helps us understand what's going on with our pets. They do so many wonderful things for us. We got to do as much as we can to make their life as good as it can be. And because of that, Warren has blogged on fire preparedness for your pets, domesticated pets. If there's a fire in your home, what are the things that people should keep in their mind, Warren?
Absolutely. Whether you live in a fire-prone area like Southern California, Arizona, or Colorado, it doesn't make any difference. If you live in the suburbs on Long Island, you really need to prepare yourself. And probably the most important thing, and it's on the website. People can download it, or you can put it up on your site, Doug, and they can download it from there. But the bottom line is that they should organize within their neighborhood, knowing what pets are in the neighborhood, who owns what type of pet, what type of hours they keep, and set up kind of a group within the neighborhood. So if, heaven forbid, there is a fire and you're not around, someone else in the neighborhood knows exactly what type of pets and where to go. For example, on my front door, I have a big sign that says, in case of fire, two dogs in size, one German Shepherd named Skyler, one little Chihuahua named Cisco, please save. So those are really some of the important things. There's a list of things to do, but they should download it and put it on the refrigerator and send it to their friends.
All right, good point. The video of the day at DougStephan.com today has a video of a trainer and his dogs. Actually, it's a whole lot of fun. I love these viral videos that come around. This is a friend of mine and a friend of hers that have a lot of... This is just fun, just watching these dogs do their thing. You must have been at hundreds of these sorts of dog shows watching these dogs. Is it good for them to be trained this way? Do they live a good life, these dogs that are in these performance acts?
You know, if I had kids, I would make them and let them make the decision. They want to be a doctor or they want to be a radio host. Well, not a radio host. They want to be a doctor or you want to be a salesperson. I believe that dogs really enjoy it. I don't believe they should be forced to do something they're not enjoying. But if your dog loves to do agility training, hey, get involved. If he likes fly ball, get involved. But, you know, you brought up the word trainer. Mm-hmm. And I am so angry this morning. I was just reading an article. I want you to listen to this quote. Make sure that your new puppy realizes that every human being, regardless of age or size, is higher up in the pecking order than he or she is. And I'm looking at that and I'm saying to myself, why are there so many pets that challenge people that come to the front door? Can you imagine living in a home where everyone tells you what to do? You have no authority whatsoever. You're at the bottom of the rung. Of course, sooner or later, you're going to have to challenge. So my perception is entirely different. Forget about the pack theory. They're not wolves anymore. They've been living with us since we've been walking upright. Teach them, treat them as part of the family. Yes, educate them. Let everyone know how to handle them. But you don't have to be the boss over your dog. You know, you can negotiate with your pet and get a good response. Are you the boss over Charlotte?
Heavens no, boss. She's the boss over me.
There you go. But it drives me crazy when I hear that everyone in the household is in charge and the dog's at the bottom rung and everyone tells the dog what they're doing and then the dog turns around and barks or snarls at somebody. Of course he's going to do it. It's just natural instinct.
Did you see the streaming channel for dogs, Dog TV?
You know who's involved with Dog TV, right?
No.
There's three people that started Dog TV, three people that put it all together. I mean, there's a company that owns it, but the three people that put it together were myself, Victoria Stillwell, who's a trainer on Animal Planet, and the head of behavior at Tufts University. And it's launching August 1st on DirecTV. And it really, really does work. It's interesting. People should check it out, dogtv.com.
All right. And the Dog TV interests are going to be very handy and very interested in that. Warren, next.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.